This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One of the few true Americana holidays that we've got, probably my favorite holiday. The 23rd day of November 2017. We've seen total demonization of the Italian Christopher Columbus. We've seen the total demonization of Thanksgiving. We've seen attempts to get rid of the holiday, to use it to cast aspersions on Western civilization and Western expansion that undoubtedly was a mess. And there were crimes on all sides. When I say all sides, it wasn't just the settlers, or it wasn't just the troops, or it wasn't just the empires, or it wasn't just all the different native tribes. It was all of those different countless changing factions that played into this long before white men colonized North America. The Vikings certainly visited it for 1,000 years before Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered it. That's now documented. But long before white men ever colonized it, all the native tribes did was run around and try to dominate and control each other and take over and kill the men, and then take the women and the children. The same stuff that was going on in Europe for 10,000 years, same stuff going on in Africa for 10,000 years, the same stuff going on everywhere in the world. Humans acted the same. And so we never see big pieces being done on the bad things that the Native Americans did, or you know, the way they behaved, because it's not part of the liberation theology. Starting in the 50s, the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment created liberation theology, where they taught that Jesus would have, you know, fought back and was a revolutionary and hated capitalism and was a communist. And so they got the different populations that were Christian, poor, black, Hispanic, you name it, to become liberation theologists. And that was just one part of it. But to teach then the schools to everybody that America was bad, the founders were bad, this was an undermining of the nation state and our ethos, where we came from, so that people of color particularly wouldn't have a idea in their head that they had a right to the American birthright, or that they'd been part, critical parts of this great saga. No. It's all just, you were good, but you were exploited, and the whites were bad. When it was way more complex, with whites that were indentured servants, and bounties, and people basically as slaves, and company stores, and sharecroppers. But they just continue to play on the incredible ignorance of the public. The last few weeks, CNN claims they've broken the news that there's slave auctions in Libya. Broken the news? In 7 different Muslim countries, they sell women on top slave blocks, you know, up on a stage. And it's all known. It's Muslims doing it. But all these reports from CNN breaking, you know, this supposed news that we've been talking about forever and others have been documenting, it's about, oh, the poor migrants, the poor babies, the poor migrants. These are people in Africa that are being kidnapped and grabbed and sold into slavery by Muslims, but somehow they turn it into, quote, Muslims by using the term migrant. That's the new definition of Muslims, is a migrant, never a Muslim invader. So they take Muslims, enslaving people, and then turn it into the catch-all word of poor little Muslims, which is migrant. So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to be covering that a lot more here during the transmission. But I'm proud of Thanksgiving, and I give thanks to you, the audience. Thanks to God. Thanks to my family. Thanks to the great crew. And I just want to thank you all for what you've done. We have extended the specials from earlier in the week, as we plan to do. But we have new specials that are added each day. And X2 is 50% off. Super high quality. Just absolutely needed. Iodine, and then we also have Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, 25% off right now. So take advantage of that. 50% off Brain Force, 25% off other water filtration systems, 60+% off on Silver Bullet, Knockout 50% off, A bunch of stuff is there. Biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, I want to thank you all for what you've done. I want to thank you all for your victory, breaking your conditioning against the globalist. I want to encourage you all to keep supporting the broadcast by purchasing high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, which is a win-win for everybody because they're high quality and it helps fund the... I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. Broadcast, and joining us is a true visionary, best-selling author, researcher, scientist, Dr. Michael Savage. He's written many number one New York Times best-selling books, but he's got the newest one I can't wait to read, God, Faith, and Reason. And I think we should start first with the book and the time we have him with us, then we'll get into Russiagate and the calls for martial law, the calls for killing the president. Sweden is pushing to change their flag to an Islamic flag, saying that we started the Crusades and we're bad, despite the fact that it's the opposite. He was the first person I ever heard, like 15 years ago, say that liberalism was a mental disorder. And I got that some were clearly mentally ill. But now, with Trump derangement syndrome, it's a mass psychology, a mass mental illness, and it's getting worse. And the most radical ones are adding to the hysteria. It's like telling a schizophrenic, oh, it is true. There are men in the walls coming to eat you. That'll make them go jump off a cliff. So now the media has told them, yes, Nazis are everywhere. Yes, everything's horrible. Even though the economy's getting better and all these good things are happening, they are literally going insane and assaulting Dr. Savage, myself, women wearing Make America Great Again hats are being beaten up on the street. Michael Savage, you told us what was coming. So tell us the next level. What's coming next?
Look, I wrote God, Faith, and Reason, but it doesn't mean that I talked to God. I've been looking for him all my life, you know. What's coming next is just finish the narrative of where the insane go. When the insane take over the asylum, what do? They kill everyone in sight, then they start eating each other. They eat each other. They become cannibals. I predict cannibalism is on the horizon, which will be sold as a wholesome alternative to veganism. In other words, you go all the way down the line of no living creatures, but now eat people, because that's the natural way. After all, that's the way it was done in the South Pacific until the missionaries came along and told the savages, it's not okay to eat your daughter's nose, which they did. I spent many years in the South Pacific. The last piece of human flesh that was known to have been eaten in the Fiji Islands was in 1939 in front of a missionary. When they took a young girl, you talk about molestation, they took one of the young girls from the servant class, actually the slave class in their village, and they cut her nose off and threw it on the fire to roast it for the missionary, and he respectfully declined. Yes, that's right. Missionaries saved them from cannibalism, never given credit for that, because the psychotics must go through hell in order to be saved, and that's where they're going. But they're not taking me with them, I'll tell you right now, Alex. They're not taking you with them. They're not taking your audience with them. All I can say is, if they want to go there, good luck to them. But don't try to take us, because we ain't going with you.
And what you're saying is dead on. Because I remember listening about 2 years ago, you said they're going to eat their own. The next level of psychotic behavior is cannibalism, inmates literally killing the wardens and then finally killing themselves. And they're already politically doing it with Donna Brazile coming out and Wolf Blitzer and even Rachel Maddow's brother over there, Hayes or whatever his name is. They're all turning against the Clintons right now. What do you make of this?
It's a game. It's a shell game. They know she's unelectable, so they figure get rid of her and get someone even more psychotic than she is, someone more power mad than she is, someone more to the left, if you want to put it in common parlance, than she is. She's yesterday's news. She lost the election. She's burned her. Her path is over. So they figure, you know, burn her. What do they got to lose? This way they can make believe they're fair. Now, what is worse than Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton is power mad, but in a strange way, she's a centrist power mad person, leavened by her husband, by the way, who's far less crazy than she is. I don't think you've heard anyone say that. Bill Clinton would be less of a danger to the country than Hillary is. But they're yesterday's news. They're old. They're not progressive enough, you know, Alex. You got to get someone who's half lizard, half human, and wholly insane in order to run for office and have a Machel Radkow support her. Wolf Blitzer, I don't know what did it to him. Nice Jewish boy from Israel. Comes to America, makes a fortune, and then hates the country. What did it? My guess is all the carbon dioxide from all the seltzer in Brooklyn. That's what I think accounts for most of the liberalism. I mean, they say carbon dioxide is a threat. They're obsessed with carbon dioxide without even knowing that without carbon dioxide, there wouldn't be any plant life. Without plant life, we'd all be dead. And, of course, what's interesting is that during the period when we had higher levels of carbon dioxide, I'm talking eons ago, there was more plant life, which allowed more animal life to grow. Having said all of that, all the years in New York City that the seltzer men were around selling these bottles of seltzer on trucks, it was a very popular beverage. Well, I think that the little bubbles of carbon dioxide in the seltzer water somehow crossed the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly.
And destroyed an entire generation that's now running the media. I can name them all. Wolf Blitzer, seltzer. Carbon dioxide, toxic poisoning. Shall I name all of those who must have been OD'd on seltzer as children as they sat around the tables discussing Karl Marx and Engels for breakfast and then were sent to camps in the Poconos, the red diaper doper baby camps? Where they could go to communist camps and sing the Communist Internationale. If you think I'm making this up, people don't know anything about the history of the New York liberal. I know everything about it because I ran from them.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of folks that were actually went through that will tell you, like Joseph Farah, your friend from WorldNet Daily. He was a young Lebanese-American, but his parents were communists in New York, and they literally sent him to communist camp and were literally training him to be a weather underground person.
I know. Well, I was never trained to be a weather underground person. I was trained just to get out there and not get stepped on by life. And, you know, here I am. You know, Alex, it'll be 24 years this March that I'm in radio. It was purely as a result of praying to God to open up the Red Sea for me that this happened. But I've told my listeners, and I'm going to tell them again today, and I'd like to mention it to your great audience. Okay, what's this with a God book, Savage? What, you suddenly find religion? It's not that I found religion. I've been searching for, I've been looking for God ever since I've been a little boy. Whether it was the little boy story that I tell boy in the papers in the street, four-year-old kid, Bronx, Longfellow Avenue, a Jewish newspaper is blowing up the street. I thought it was a holy book. I didn't even understand the language, but I thought it was a holy book. I ran after these sheets of paper in the street, bundled them up in the wind. It's a true story. Brought home this whole bundle of paper. Mom, look what I found. Look what I found. I saved this. And she laughed and she patted me on the head. She said, it's okay, Michael. It's just a newspaper. So I've been looking for an evidence, the evidence. And all I found are glimpses. And here's my most important point. It's my Einsteinian moment, Alex. I discovered it in writing this book. Why is God invisible to us? Why are we not idol worshippers? Why are we not worshiping period blood and chicken feathers? As so many of the immigrants seem to do in basements, you know, with chickens and vultures and God knows what. You drive around San Francisco. There used to be, in New York, on the cars, a little St. Christopher medal on the dashboard, right? I figured they're nice Catholic people. You drive around in San Francisco, they can't even see through the windshield. Dream catchers, pillows, voodoo dolls. This is the meltdown of the United States of America. Once we lost our connection to the roots of America, which was deeply rooted in monotheism, in one God, once we lost that, we started to lose America. And it all started with Allen Ginsberg, Timothy Leary, and William Kunstler, the three most evil people in the history of this country, who took this country from where it was to where it is. And we've only begun on this insane road, Alex. You know it and I know it. You live it every day. So what are we on the other side of reality supposed to do? Put up with it? Well, we do, but we got to resist the resistors because we are the true resistance. They're garbage. They're nothing. They're insane. They'll go away like you blow them down in the wind.
And historically, we're going to come back and talk about
it. I'm not to fear them. They're nothing. They're garbage. And I want to know why the Hell's Angels haven't come out, the plumbers haven't come out with pipes, the electricians haven't come out with wire and said, cross this line. That's it. You know, back in the 60s, during the anti-war demonstrations in New York, the head of the plumbers union said enough is enough with these scumbags. And he called out the plumbers to come out to the next hippie march. Let me tell you something. The hippies never marched again where the plumbers were. And that's what has to happen. There has to be a line in this country. It's enough of these insane crybabies.
All right. Michael Savage is on fire today. So we're going to come back and get more into the book because he's absolutely right. He calls it his Einsteinian moment. It's true. Once you have just basic good God out of your life, you disintegrate into human sacrifice idiocy. The mass mental craziness is intensifying. We'll cover it on the other side.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to be talking much because Savage rarely gets wound up here on the air. And a lot of times when he does, he gets so angry he's got to go off the air. So I'm going to try to just let him flow because he's in rare form today, and I love it, as long as he'll stay with us this hour. Or much of this hour. He's got the new book out that I can't wait to read, God, Faith, and Reason, Michael Savage. The fact that Michael Savage was looking for God, like Carl Jung, you know, was seeing in archetypes, meant that he had God's stamp on him. People that are looking to destroy God and overturn goodness and overturn decency and who say there isn't a God, and who are saying that basically they're God, or they're going to destroy God, or they're going to worship human sacrifice, or they're going to worship ugliness, they're of their father, the devil. I don't care what religion or culture you come from. When you look at globalism, the leftists, the Soviets, the Nazis, all these authoritarian systems, they had a bloodlust to run everybody else's lives, to control language, and basically had a mass psychology and a will to kill. And that's what Michael Savage was starting to get into. And now we see the left going, yeah, we want guns. We're going to kill you. And we're communist. And we hate you. And we're going to bring in radical Islamics. And we're going to, you know, let them promote slavery in their own countries. We're going to have Muslim women who are hardcore Islamicists, like Linda Sorcerer, lead women's marches. We now learn what it's really all about as the gloves come off, the mask comes off, and we're face to face with 21st century evil. Michael Savage, you were on fire last segment. I'm showing footage of Mall of America from 2 days ago on our TV feed where a Somali man stabbed another two people screaming Allah Akbar, and now many areas of the country look like Somalia. Please continue.
Well, on my website, I put up Somali Muslim stabs. They didn't report that. They said it was a burglary gone wrong. I never saw such propaganda in my life. Trump calls it fake news. This is not fake news. This is beyond Goebbels, what we're seeing. I have never thought I'd live through a time when you look at people in the media, they look normal. They look like they want to live. They don't look suicidal. You know, ordinary men, women of all races, they're insane. They're suicidal. They're digging their children's graves. What is it going to take for them to understand that they are the problem? They're the gatekeepers of information. We're marginal. You have a small show that's large in reach and power. I have a show that's small in a way, but very large in reach and power. Alex, can we save the country from these insane bastards before it's too late? Well, this is different than other countries. We're not disarmed. We haven't been disarmed. And let me tell you something. There are tens of thousands of retired military, retired cops, and unretired military and unretired cops. No one's stepping on them. It's just not going to be as easy as it was in 1917 in Russia, where the guns had been seized. It's certainly not going to be as easy as the knocking on the door in Germany, Poland, Hungary, and the other places where the Jews and others had been disarmed. And let me tell you,
and is that why they're so upset? Is because our ancestors laid down provisions for just their type of scum?
I don't know who we're talking about. We say they. Who's the head of this?
I mean, who are the leftists? Mentally ill devil worshippers?
How many are there? How many are there of these boogeymen? Who are they? Who are they? Who's actually?
They're the SJWs. They're the mainstream media. It's the Hollywood crowd. It's the big mega banks. It's all the elites that want to. It's people like Jeff Bezos who gets all this taxpayer money and all these monopolies, and then he's literally working with the Washington Post to try to shut me and Matt Drudge and others down and calling us all Russian agents.
Yeah, I saw that's crazy about Drudge. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy sends more traffic to the Washington Post than anyone else, and they attack him to show you how insane they really are. But let's forget Bezos for 1 minute. We say the enemy, they want to get us. You touched on an important point, okay? God, the way we know God, Christians or Jews in this country, gives us free will. We're the ultimately the most free people on earth. If we actually believe in God, we come to understand we have free will. He gave us life, but we have free will to act out our lives. The opposite are the statists or the central governmentists, if you want to call them, all of these other demons. They say, no, you have no free will. We are your will. We are your will. We are the Hitlers. We are the Stalins. We are the Mussolinis. We are the Pol Pots. We tell you what shall be. We are your will. You have no freedom. You're just a mote in the mire. A mote in the mire. You're nothing. And that is the greatest threat to these globalists, which is free will. Individualism, if you want to call it that. So I, as a tremendously independent individual, I never liked anyone telling me what to do. It's just a part of my nature. It doesn't mean I'm a tough guy. I'm not bulletproof. I'm just resistant to people telling me what to do.
You're not taking it lying down.
Whether it was a teacher saying to me when I was young, you're not a gentleman. I used to hear that all the time. I didn't want to be a gentleman. What do you mean you're not a gentleman? What does that mean? Remember how they train kids? You're not a gentleman? What do you want me to do? What, do you want to step on me and put on a skirt? You want to turn me into like a trans whatever? I mean, get off my back. Don't tell me what to do. I'll tell you what to do. So now we're facing this thing with God. Let's go back to God. The E equals MC squared moment. I didn't even explain this. The most important thing. Okay. So all my life I looked for God. I can't find him. I'm saying, where's God? Where's God? I can't see him. The Buddhists worship a statue, right? In essence, they're idol worshippers. I love their poetry. But basically, you're worshiping an idol. All of these Catholics who left Catholicism to fake Buddhism, you know, with the hands in the restaurants, like, thank you for the water, and they thank the waiter 50 times for a napkin. They don't even know what Buddhism is. That's not Buddhism. The fallen American religious person who becomes a Buddhist, they don't even know what Buddhism is. Okay, so now we come to us. We can't find God. We can't see God. We can't touch God. Why? Aha, the moment. God doesn't want us to see him, feel him, and touch him. Why? Because in searching for him everywhere, that's the finding. In searching, we find. That's the success.
By the way, I hadn't read your book, but you notice I just said that. The fact that you were seeking as a child showed, I mean, that's the proof right there.
Well, I always was looking for his presence, whether it was the newspaper blowing down the street or looking at cloud formations or studying the stars. Or, you know, I became a biologist for a reason, which was to, you know, when I first saw the bones of a bird in anatomy, and I said, oh, my God, look how God or the grand designer created the bones of a bird are hollow. Why are they hollow? So the bird can fly. The bones are lighter than ours, right? Mammalian bones are not hollow. The bird's bones have holes in them, in essence. This is so genius, right? And then you look at the bird's wing, fold it up, and you unfold it, and you see anatomical similarities to our hands, and you say there has to be a grand design. Then you study Einstein. You know, the kids in college have the picture of him with the crazy hair with the tongue out. That wasn't Einstein. Einstein is the man who went to the perimeters of the universe and came back and said, the more I study the outreaches of the universe, the more I understand there has to be a God. That's what Einstein actually said in his later years. He wasn't this great atheistic hippie.
And that's the left's triumph, is they take icons and turn them towards their service. Let's come back and talk about your Einstein moment straight ahead with Michael Savage, the new book, God, Faith, and Reason. This is something you want to read and share with people. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Michael's got a dog in his lap. We're going to come back.
Well, that's my mascot. And by the way, he's real because I feel he's real, just like your trans people. Is he real?
Do you identify as a walrus? Maybe I do.
He looks real. He sounds real.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing, after getting right with God, is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us, totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Michael Savage, what a treat. God, Faith, and Reason. Michael Savage, number one New York Times bestselling author. I cannot wait to read this book. In fact, once the kids go to bed tonight, I'm going to start getting into it. But then I'll until 2 in the morning reading the whole thing. I will get it read by this weekend. Because the more I burrow into the mental illness of the left, they're a bunch of people that want to be alphas. but they don't want the responsibility. And they're not real intellectuals. They want to say they're the intellectuals, then create an authoritarian system where all thought has to be approved by them. That's called a cult. And they are waging war with any stable civilization because they want to conquer it instead of joining with it. It's just a bunch of betas getting together and trying to be alphas, is my view. And Michael Savage, who just joined us, was getting into...
I like the Brave New World analogy. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. I think they're more like deltas. You look at guys like Wolf Blitzer. Do you actually think he's even a beta? These people are fakers. There's nothing there. There's no education. There's no knowledge. There's no history. Or you bring others up. Well, what have they actually achieved? Who are they? What have they written that anyone will remember? Alex, I have to interject right now because I believe my book today, this one is my most important book. I think it's the definitive book I've written that could lead America back to the standards we hold in esteem. It may sound too megalomaniacal for most people, but you know what? So what? I've got to say it. If I won't, who will? If I'm not for myself, who will be? If I'm only for myself, who
but
am I?
But it's no brag, just fact. If not for people like you and a few others, Matt Drudge, Donald Trump, let's say it, myself and a few others, if we weren't here, we would have lost. So we have to admit we are the resistance. Our audience is really the key. And so it's true. We would be totally defeated if it wasn't for us. And that means our audience. So let's just, we're not taking credit. We're saying we've got the munitions that right. will blow the enemy up.
We'd be out of business. Alex, I want to do something for you and your audience, which is this. You know, there's a lot of books. There's a lot of hackneyed writing. This is my magnus opus. It's based on my entire life quest. Can I read you a half of a page?
Hey, please take over. Please do the next segment. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
I was at a funeral for a friend's father. And I had told a friend of mine who was an American, you know, a World War II hero, who was a bit of a Nazi. I loved him anyway. We were friends. We argue all the time, but we had a mutual respect for each other. And we'd fight, argue, whatever. So my friend's father dies. Henry had survived Auschwitz. They cut three of his fingers off in a saw. He was an extremely bitter man. So he dies. And so I go to the funeral. And my friend, the Nazi kind of, Nazi sympathies, was Bob. So I'm going to read from there. It's a half a page. So Bob shut his mouth that night many years ago. And as I've said, he tends to harbor certain Nazi sentiments. So when I told him about Murray's mutilated hand, I wasn't surprised at his lack of immediate pitying sounds, but I like a challenge, so I went on. Murray never cried about his hand, I told Bob. He came to America with Florence, who he met somewhere over there, and had a family, namely Joel. He was full of life, this Murray. He was a big drinker. He loved women. He beat his son with a strap, but he was a big personality. Bob nodded at that. I think the anti-Semite in him liked the never cried and beat his son parts of Murray, so I proceeded with my funeral story. I had lost touch with my friend Joel for a few years. His wife threw him out for beating her and at least one of their daughters. And he was in one of his episodic hidings, this time from the sheriff's department. They were after him for his house and all his earnings to give to his greedy wife. Somehow I heard his father, Murray, had cancer and was dying. I called his mother and went over a few days later. We brought over a bag of groceries, you know, French bread, a pound of sliced turkey, some wine, some vegetables, and a quart of milk. The usual stuff you bring when someone's sick, poor, and housebound. Florence and Joel greeted us at the door of their little one-bedroom apartment. I always liked it there, remembering the holidays of my own house when I was a boy. Having been in the antique business like my deceased father, Benny, the place was filled with oversized, high-quality furniture and paintings. Murray was in a bathrobe in a gigantic English armchair, shrunken but beautiful in a way. He pulled me close and said, Michael, I remember when you took me and Joel to Berkeley almost 20 years ago. I know you almost 20 years. That's not a short time, he said. You took me to a bar on Telegraph Avenue. Michael, those were the good times. Now are the bad times. Bob, I cried, did you hear this? I extend one good deed 20 years ago, and this guy remembers. It's like one of the best moments of his life, this one drink I bought him. So he goes fast into the hospital where he insists they let him out, probably to die at home. And 3 or 4 days later, boom, it's over like that. Joel told me he had been sick most of the night, vomiting, probably those toxic chemicals. He forces himself up and says, Joel, she's there on your left, the angel of death. Joel gets scared. He says, Pop, there's nobody here but me and Mom. Murray stares at the big chair across the small room. To your right, Joel, on the couch. There. He stands up, starts to walk across the room and collapses. I can see that even the anti-Semite Bob is tearing up, wiping the tears from his face. Listen, you racist bastard, I said to him. looking at that hole in the ground with Murray's casket so bare, and hearing the rabbi's ancient chant and watching the young Mexican gravediggers move by that chant, I became reminded of my own hole waiting. I never knew where I wanted to live, I whispered to Joel's friend from Israeli intelligence, and I sure don't know where I want to die. That we never know where we're going to die, he reminded me with a 70s rocker's cackle and grin. That's it. I write jazz. See, people think of me in a way that I'm not. They make me into what I'm not. They categorize you. They categorize me. I'm fundamentally a poet and a writer who's also got some political beliefs. I'm not a politician who also writes. And they want to challenge me on a literary level. If they want to challenge me, let them write something better than that. It's In God, Faith, and Reason. This is not a book of preachy. This is a book of stories.
Well, exactly. And what I get from that is death's the great equalizer, and all of our shared humanity and struggles together unify us. And if you tell stories about life and death and friends, it brings everybody together. Some, you know, Holocaust survivor or some guy with Nazi sympathies. That's why they want to keep us divided and dumb the culture down, because literature like that, that points out real feelings we had, unifies us in our humanity and our life and our death.
The division is what we're talking about, and we have to remember that as the true resistance. Isn't it interesting how smart the devil is? They take we who are the resistance and make themselves into resistors.
Exactly.
I see all these dumb idiots driving around here in San Francisco with the bumper stickers that say resist.
And you've been saying, and I've been saying, we are the resistance for decades. Suddenly, they're the resistance. No, we haven't taken the country back. We're just beginning to pull the pus out.
Well, I understand all of it. The hatred for Donald Trump is not really a hatred for Donald Trump. It's a hatred for white, heterosexual, Christian males. We know that. Everyone knows that. It's because he's a white, heterosexual, Christian male. It's not because he's a left-winger or a right-winger. They just wanted somebody other than a white, heterosexual, Christian male in the White House. Period. End of story.
I was going to ask you that. We need one more little segment after the break. Now suddenly it's a coming out, not mainly by minorities, it's mainly white people and others saying whites are evil, get rid of them. If you have a white baby, abort it. Major feminist magazines. This isn't just a few people. The left is really showing us that they're anti-Christian, anti-white to a Hitlerian level, but reversed. But Hitler wasn't a Christian. He was anti-Christian.
This is how it started. This is what they do. They demonize us first. Then they march us into the camps, and then they kill us. I'm warning people out there. It's much worse than they think. It starts with an idea. The Holocaust started with an idea written by a French anti-Semite a long time before the ovens were actually built, a long time before the Zyklon B was actually manufactured. I'm warning everybody listening to me. These professors are the true evil Nazis of our time. These must be weeded out like the poison that they are. And the universities that harbor these evil, failed intellects must be called on the carpet as well. I blame the universities. I don't blame these marginal psychotics. Pol Pot. How did Pol Pot start? A little tiny guy in Cambodia. He went to Paris to study Marxism. He became enthralled with Marxism. He came back and introduced Marxism in Cambodia. He put together the 13-year-olds, the 14-year-olds. He gave them the red bandanas. He called them the Red Brigades. What did the Red Brigades do? The Khmer Rouge. They went and they started by humiliating the middle class. Their own race now. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects.
Hold on. Do one more segment. Explain the process of how they get a group ready to be exterminated. And you see it again exactly being followed formulaically. And then you hear the weathermen and others saying, we're going to round up the Christians and conservatives. We're going to kill you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. It's an information war. I go out in downtown Austin, downtown San Francisco, downtown areas, Upper West Side, New York, Seattle. People punch me. They throw coffee at me. They slap me in the back of the head. They come up behind me and knock my food over and just say, F you, Nazi. And then their behavior is so Nazi-like in the stages of authoritarianism. First they yell at you, then they attack you, then they shut your business down, then they make you live in a ghetto, then they haul you off to prison. And Michael Savage was getting into the left their authoritarianism. And all over the news, hashtag hunt Republicans, and Rand Paul being tackled and attacked, and Republican members of city councils being shot in the face by their neighbors, and Congressman Scalise, and on, they're getting violent. They want violence. They're pushing it, and you were getting historically with the Khmer Rouge, Cambodia, and the Pol Pot, the killing fields as an example, but it always basically follows the same formulae. Please continue with that historic warning, Dr. Savage.
I will, but I want to say something. The book God, Faith, and Reason is a very benign-looking book, isn't it, Michael? They don't know. Let's say you don't know me. You see this in a bookstore. Nice old guy, God, Faith, and Reason. If people took this to work and put it on their desks, let's see how tolerant the left is from a benign book such as this, which is almost apolitical, okay? Let's just see it as a little billboard on a desk at work. Pol Pot, Cambodia. Nice professor goes to Paris, studies Marxism, comes back and says, I'm going to introduce that economic system. So he introduces it. Then he hires 12, 13, 14-year-old boys and girls, gives them the Khmer Rouge, the red scarf. He tells them, go out and humiliate the teachers. Anyone who could read or write, anyone who was literate in Cambodia, was targeted by the Marxists. Didn't matter. All one race, remember that. Teachers, doctors, lawyers, engineers, accountants, didn't matter. Any literate person was first humiliated, personally humiliated in the street like you're being yelled at. That's how it starts. And the thugs, the Khmer Rouge, then worked them in the fields and killed them. Now we had the Mountain of Skulls. That's what communism brings. That's what Rachel Maddow, Wolf Blitzer, and company will bring to this country unless they are taught who they are and what they're doing to this nation. They may not actually think they want that to happen, but they will lead to a Mountain of Skulls unless they are reined in. Somebody has to explain to these sub-morons, these sub-intellectuals, these pseudo-intellectuals, these uneducated dolts, that things start with an idea. Okay? Now, you see in this country, who's the Khmer Rouge? Do we have it? Of course we have it.
The Antifa, the Democratic Party.
How about Ferguson, Missouri? How about Baltimore, Maryland? What was that? There was a reason for Ferguson burning a city down, attacking police? The killing of police, the war against police, this is all part of the same Khmer Rouge effect in the United States of America. They couch it under the guise of only certain lives matter. They use race as a shield and a spear to silence those of us who see who they are, but never forget their end. They have said point blank what they want to do. They want to kill 30 million Americans. I read this in the 60s, Alex. This is nothing new. I forget the name of the group. He's still alive. He's Obama's good friend there in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the weatherman. That's Bill Ayers said.
Thank you. Bill Ayers was a member of a group that said if we kill 30 million Americans, we'll be able to save America. Don't think that they still don't want to do it.
Well, our population's doubled since then, so it'd be 60 million.
Well, about the number that was killed in other countries under that kind of psychosis. So if it's kill or be killed, people better take the proper steps to protect themselves. Last February, I was attacked outside a restaurant. Remember that story?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm an older guy. I didn't pick a fight. I was sitting there with my dog having two drinks. People came like me. We talked. And some guy was on the end of a bar, older guy. I didn't say one word to him. I didn't even look at him. I didn't know who he was. I walk out of the restaurant. I turn around. There he is looming over me, 20 years younger, a foot taller. One thing led to another. I wound up on my ass. Luckily, I didn't die. I didn't break my skull. The dog got scared to death. The poor little Teddy was shaking like a leaf.
Rand Paul had six broken ribs and a punctured lung, and then now he's come out and said, no, the neighbor hates me. He's a leftist, and the media is making excuses for it. He tackled him and then started stomping him in his yard.
Unbelievable. This guy should be charged with murder. First of all, he's a U.S. senator. How come he had no Secret Service? Dianne Feinstein has Secret Service? Wait a minute. Why doesn't he have any Secret Service? It only applies to the leftists? Let's put that aside. We're all
let's know that conservatives and people are just too regular. He was mowing his own yard.
Well, that's a terrible story. He could have been killed. But the point of my being knocked to the ground was, who protected me at that time from getting killed, hurt, banging my head, breaking my ribs? I'm an older guy. How come I didn't break anything? Alex, I'm going to tell this story on the air today. Several times in my life, and I'm not tempting fate. God knows I'm not tempting fate. I've seen a hand come down. A hand came down, cushioned the blow. It could be the push-ups I do at night. It could be a lifetime of very clean living. That's a joke. But nothing broke. I was in Fiji 30, 40 years ago when I was a plant collector looking for medicinal plants way ahead of all of the, you know, all of the people who know that, think they know this field right now, plant collector. One night we're drinking kava all night. I wanted to leave the village, all of my Melanesian friends, they're black people in the islands. They used to look at me when we drank a lot of kava, and they'd say to me, in Fijian, I think he's Fijian. They look at my eyes. I guess that was a transracial thing at the time. They love me. I love them. All of a sudden, in the middle of this kava drinking, I had an instinct. I wanted to leave that village. I said, so my friend Domenico said, don't go, don't go, don't go. I said, I have to go. He said, I can't go right now, man. We've been drinking this all night. I said, I got to get out of here. So I go, I walk in the dark along an edge. I go back to my other village. The next morning, he comes to me. He was like shaking. He said, come back with me. I want you to see what you walked on. He said, you were walking on a path that fell about 500 feet to the sea. It was 6 inches wide, this little path that you were on, and you didn't fall. I look back on that moment, and I have to say to you, I think that God put me here for a reason, and I think the reason is the sine qua non of God, faith, and reason. I believe this book could be the one that reaches to those who have left God. And again, it's not a book to bring you to a church or a synagogue or a temple. It's a book to bring you to yourself. Because in looking for God, you'll find yourself. People don't know who they are today. You'll throw away the drugs. You'll throw away all the crutches. You'll throw away the beads. You'll throw away the dream catchers. You'll throw away your evil leftism. And you just might find that God might be your salvation. Because believe me, as I sit here, there's a reason for everything. And God is above all of us. As Rocky Graziano, the great middleweight fighter, said, somebody up there likes me. And I hope that somebody up there likes you, Alec. And I hope somebody up there likes me. And I hope somebody up there really still likes America, despite what we have done to ourselves by permitting this virus of left-wing fascism to take over the country.
Well, I think you've hit the heart here. It's not just that liberalism is a mental illness. Liberals hate God, and they hate existing success, and they don't want to join with it. Even though we're not trying to make them, we have free will. They don't like that we made some of the better free will discussions and some of the better free will choices in our life. And they don't like free will and want to force us into their authoritarianism. And then they believe they're in power by bullying us intellectually and spiritually. As they see us rebelling, they're having an existential crisis because they feel like they're dying. As their control over us is dissipated, they're going through a true breakdown.
Look at all the major inventions of the world, trains, cars, planes, telegraph, computers, medical advances. I'm sorry to break the news to all of those out there who don't want to know the news. All invented by dead white males. You want to make it real down home here? I can name one invention after the other. Almost all of them invented by dead white males. Now, it is true that thousands of years ago, or 1,000 years ago, actually, China was more advanced than any country on Earth. 6-masted sailing ships, coal mines. And do you know when those advancements in China came to an end? When the Mandarins took over. Who were the Mandarins of that time? The Mandarins were the central government types, the long fingernails. They sat up there in the Washington, D.C. of China, and they controlled everyone's life. They killed all creativity, all inventiveness in China.
We'd already be out of the solar system with Mars bases if the Mandarins hadn't taken over.
That's right. So the Mandarins are now trying to take over again through the media. The Mandarins are right there. Jake Tapper, Mandarin. Wolfie Blitzer,
legalist.
Mandarin. I'm not talking about Mandarin oranges.
They're control freak cultists, a new dark age. They want to run everything.
Very dangerous people. Never forget who the enemy is. They have names. They have faces. Never forget who they are. They are the intellectual avant-garde that will lead to the mountain of skulls unless they're called out and spit upon verbally and intellectually. That's all I want to say about it. You know, at a certain time, you got to roll your sleeves up and get down in the gutter and not be so intellectual about it. These people are out for blood.
Michael Savage, thank you for giving us a whole hour. I know you're a very busy guy. Your show's coming up in 1 hour. MichaelSavage.com, the new book, God, Faith, and Reason. And folks, get my new t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund ourselves as well. The new Don't Tread on Me, free shipping store-wide. Thank you, Michael. You're amazing. Thank you for all you're doing. I can't wait to read the book.
God bless, Alex. Thank you.
We need God, absolutely. God bless you.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And
Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally,